brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I want to try to jam in Joseph and Blaze's calls right now. Navy and Airborne Infantry. And we've got a guest popping in. I'll get to more of that Ron Paul news as well. Right now, let's talk to Joseph in Oklahoma, who's Navy. What's your take on Obama putting in forced labor, nationalization of the economy, confiscation of property, martial law systems? What do you think of that?
That's what I think of that.
I hear you.
Fascism, communist, and capitalism making into one. And I don't agree with it. I'm an oath keeper. Love the movies, Alex Jones, Endgame, Obama Deception, 9/11 Missing Link, three great movies I recommend, and Jim Marr's book, Rule by Secrecy, great book for anybody, first-time listeners. I'm a retired Navy representative, and it's looking like we are on 9/11 Road to Tyranny. That's another movie I recommend everybody. We're in tyranny. Martial law is here. National Defensive Authorization Act has been signed. And there is no due process. And I just want everybody to remember that we still have the 25th Amendment to impeach the president if he appears insane. And Coney 2012 was a psyop. Good call on that. And that's my take on that, Alex. And appreciate the great work. I just, I'm awakened and my eyes are open.
Well, that's beautiful, my friend, and just keep it up out there. I'm going to move quick to even more people here. I know the military's waking up. 70%+ of all the donations were to Ron Paul, but now it's just open fraud from every major state. I mean, it's just incredible. Let's talk to Airborne Infantryman Blaze in Alaska. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Oh, good morning. A lot of soldiers are waking up. When I was in Afghanistan, I'd see them spraying chemtrails every day. And I'd always talk to my soldiers and say, hey, you know what they're doing, right? And I was called crazy. I was called, you know, a lunatic. And then as soon as we got back from deployment up here, and I'm stationed up in Alaska, I'd point it out to them that, right here. But look, it's going on right here. A lot of them are waking up to what's going on and how they're spraying in all NATO countries. We swore an oath to the Constitution, the United States Constitution, and not the United Nations. So what people need to realize is a total takeover. The United Nations is directing our military now.
Publicly, they tell Congress, and now Obama says, I'll take over the entire economy without Congress. I mean, he's not announcing all this for nothing.
Exactly, and this Secretary of Defense, Pineda, basically told our Congress to bow down to him in the UN. We'll go get permission from the United Nations, and then we'll inform Congress what we're going to do. And I didn't even hear about that from any mainstream news media because they're all controlled. Now, Hillary Clinton also went to the UN and did the Small Arms Treaty, where they basically they're saying that the real weapon of mass destruction now in their eyes is the small arm.
No, look, Unidire, Hillary says, we'll adopt your treaty, total abolition of civilian ownership of firearms. That's in the treaty. The words, total abolition of civilian ownership of small arms.
Exactly, and that's what they're going to try to do if he gets reelected. Also, look at Australia and England. They're totally pacified now. In Australia, when they turn their guns in, you know, you see videos of them chopping up with a chop saw all their guns, and all the civilians down there are saying, you know, crime's just gotten worse. It's just like any city that has a ban on guns, any country has a ban on guns, crime's going to skyrocket because criminals don't turn their guns in.
Well, the good news is you said the military's waking up. We're out of time. We've got a guest coming up, and we'll continue with Corey in Connecticut and others that are holding as well. Stay with us. This is very important information coming up. Please spread the word.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschommel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. We're here live. We have InfoWars Nightly News every evening. 7 o'clock Central. The websites are prisonplanet.tv and Infowars.com. I've got a bunch of news we haven't gotten to yet. I'm going to be bringing up those items with Dick Gregory, who doesn't need any introduction, an iconic civil rights activist, of course, comedian. He was on the front line of the 60s during the civil rights era and has been fighting for freedom ever since then. Gregory has been arrested for civil disobedience several times and has... Activism has him to run for mayor of Chicago in 66 and for president in 68 in the early 70s. Gregory abandoned comedy to focus on his political interests, which widened from race relations to include such issues as violence, world hunger, capital punishment, drug abuse, poor health care. He was recently arrested with George Clooney outside the Sudanese embassy. So I respect Dick Gregory and know he's a really great guy. Who does care about freedom and has a lot of courage. He's been on this show before. He's talked about 9/11, you name it. Now, I'm going to be honest, though, Dick, as for George Clooney, I want to believe that he means well, but the State Department people who are using him to push for a war in Sudan and other areas, I don't see that, just to preface this here so you know where I'm coming from, I don't see that as the West wanting to go in there to actually stop some of the brutal leaders who are abusing and killing Christians. I've been talking about that for a decade.
Sure.
I see it as a pretext, just like Iraq. We just saw Libya. That was a total pretext, you know, to go in there and take over. And now there's ethnic cleansing of the black Libyans by some of the Arabs. I mean, it's definitely worse than it was. I'm not saying Gaddafi was perfect, but he was building up all of Africa. And so when I see the State Department that supported that behind Darfur and Sudan and all of this, I just find it suspicious. Now, you're there getting arrested, and I respect that. So tell us out of the gates why, you're supporting what's going on there.
I'm supporting what's going on there. Let me just back up for a minute. One of the most brutal lynchings in modern times, mainly because of the fastness of the news and television, was when James Byrd was lynched and dismangled by three white men in Texas. And because of the fastness and the conscience of people, they arrested the three whites that did it before they identified who the black man was. One of them was sentenced to a long sentence. The other two were sentenced to death. I'm against the death penalty. I was there with a group of people when they killed the first one about 4 months ago in Huntsville, Texas. I stood outside of there with a prayer vigil and said, you know, killing by the state is wrong. You give me life in jail, and that's punishment. When you give me death, that's revenge. And so I don't draw the line or worry. Truth don't never have to be validated by ignorance. And the people who contacted me and didn't understand, I don't do things according to your understanding. Killing is wrong by the state. Now, I say that to preference why I went to jail the other day. The rainy season is coming, and there'll be like 300,000 to 600,000 people that will starve to death. That's what I was there for, and I would be there for anybody, starvation. I was with Bobby Sands. I went there when Bobby Sands was starving himself to death in the jail. I go wherever there seemed to be injustices with women and children and talking about eating. I'm not into their politics. A whole lot of people can be in the politics and still feed people. I mean, here in America, they talking about 30 million meals a day in schools. And we got politicians here that say, wait a minute, ketchup is a vegetable, pizza is good nutrition, and french fries. My act was, if you go to visit your mother and father and your friends on Thanksgiving and they give you ketchup, pizza, and french fries, you know how they feel about you. And the fact that we would do that to children, I believe Hitler would do it to Jews, but I don't believe Hitler would have put that crap in the schools for Germans. So when you look around at a filthy system, that stuff has been going on over and over and over and over again, I never thought I would see the day that I could say I'd rather be killed by someone than kill someone. That's what the civil rights movement did to me. That's where it changed me. John Wayne was my hero, man. I'm 80 years old. We didn't have no television when I was a little boy. And John Wayne said, if you're right and they're wrong, kill them. And then Dr. King came around and said, no. Killing is not right. It's about love. And then I look at the outcome. It is about love, not love, but can you be lovable? And so if someone had captured brutal people and said they was going to starve them to death, I'd be on the front line and said, no. There's other ways of dealing out justice and starving people to death is not one of them. That's why I was there, and that's why I was in jail.
Well, let me just be clear. I only brought this up out of the gates because I had noticed that you'd been on the list of arrested people, and I know that you always get behind causes that you believe are good and just, and so I respect you. And I had just been talking last week about Angelina Jolie, who went to the border of Libya there in Tunisia last October and called over and over again for invasion and bombing. And I know that that was about destabilizing Africa. So I got very, very angry with her. The UN's constantly caught doing evil things. I understand they talk about a bunch of good stuff they want to do, and then good people like yourself and others give them money, give them time, give them energy. And I saw George Clooney go up there and talk about how, you know, folks are flying over there in Sudan and then dropping bombs on the Christians. And I don't like that. But then I think, okay, George, well, what about our government with drones and 14 countries dropping bombs and saying it's okay to kill 200 people at a wedding as long as you kill one guy you claim was bad? My whole point is, when I see Fox News with George Clooney on and Fox News is saying, yeah, this is good, let's go in there, I'm like, wait a minute. All I know is this war machine that's run by these big foreign banks, they'll use people's concern about something wrong that's going on, but then actually double cross everybody. I mean, take Joseph Kony, hadn't been seen in all these years.
Sure.
And now we're hearing, oh, we got to go into there. What about the leader of that country that's been connected? I mean, all I'm saying is I've learned that when they tell me we got to attack this country because of WMDs, or we got to go into Sudan because the Muslims are killing the Christians, I know they are. I don't like it. But at the same time, I don't see our government wanting to go in there to actually help people. It's always to get the natural resources. I mean, do you see what I'm saying?
But look, let me tell you something. You know things that most folks don't know. There's a whole lot of people that get involved emotional and humanitarian that don't know the black. I've been knowing Gaddafi been CIA since he was 15 years old. My grandmother don't know that. I'm one of the people believe, if I'm stupid enough to believe Gaddafi is dead, please, then my mother was Jesus, okay? But this is what you learn from research. This is what you learn from putting, you know, you make the show look easy. But let me tell you something. I bump into people that swear by you because they know when I take it from here, I don't have to worry about the New York Times and the Washington Post. But you worked hard to do that. You worked hard to check and recheck. There's a whole lot of people that don't know. My mother, if she was alive today, she didn't know the King James Version of the Bible. She died for that. She didn't know King James was King of England. She didn't know King James was such a weird, strange homosexual. He hated women so bad he killed his mother. And his lover was Lord Buckingham, who Buckingham Palace is named after. She didn't know that. If my mother walked in your studio today, you think God spit her out. That's how precious and kind and sweet. But if you tried to convince my mother that Jesus Christ wasn't a Christian, she'd stomp you to death. But she didn't know Christianity never happened till 100 years after Jesus was dead. So you have a whole lot of people out here that don't have proper information, including my mother if she was alive. And so somewhere when you sit and look at those of us that have the information, in a few weeks, we'll be celebrating the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King on April 4th. Now, you know this, but there's a whole lot of people that's not aware when you see that famous picture, King's laying on the ground and all of these people's pointing up. Now, come on now. If a shot is fired and I'm on a balcony, we all gonna hit the ground. Now, nobody's going to get, how'd they know it wasn't going to be a second shot? And here's Dr. King laying on the ground, and nobody was saying, are you all right? But we see this, and we've been out there dealing with it for years. I'm the one that released the picture with Ron Brown, the Secretary of Commerce, with the bullet in the back of his head, and they couldn't deny it because
the coroner.
They the ones brought the picture to me. So they couldn't deny it. But you think the New York Times, Washington Post would run it? Not until I went to jail. Not until I went to jail on Christmas Eve did that story run.
Wow, you know, we should talk about that. Absolutely. I just raised the whole point. So you think George Clooney really means well then?
Wait. I'm not getting into that. That's like somebody asking me, somebody says, you think Dick Gregory mean well when he's standing there with this white Klansman that's fixing to get the lecture here? I'm not getting into that.
No, the only reason I ask you is I was getting ready to do a whole video on George Clooney, and I'm really trying to find out whether I should go after him or not. Not for even getting arrested there, but for pushing for military intervention. I do think we should help the people of southern Sudan. It's just that I just don't see. It's like the death penalty. We're going to break, but I want to come back and talk about this with you and get into Ron Brown, get into MLK, RFK, JFK, whatever you want to get into, because you know you're so well informed on it. All I'm trying to say is that it's like the death penalty. I believe somebody that murders a child, some serial killer, I want him to die. But I can't trust this corrupt government to carry out the execution, because that's an even greater danger. Dick Gregory's our guest. We'll be right back with him on the other side of this quick break. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did, and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking with LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge. You'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life. But it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled F-L-O-J-A-K.com. Be sure to spell F-L-O-J-A-K.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
But he really is an iconic figure. He was part of Wounded Knee while they were shooting the place up, from what I was reading. Thousands of rounds of ammo poured in there. He went in there to peacefully stand with those that were under attack. I mean, he's been everywhere and done everything. They've got that Johnny Cash song, I've Been Everywhere, man. We got interrupted by the break, moving away from Clooney and Darfur and Sudan and you know, that whole nightmare situation over there, expanding on what you were trying to talk about with the Commerce Secretary. I remember it was you that forced it out because the coroners had leaked it. He'd been shot in the head. And, of course, then they guided the plane in. And but tell folks about that story, because there's so many other things you've witnessed. And then I want to ask you about President Obama.
Here's one of the things that when the coroners brought it to me, well, I was really touched. And here's the reason why. It was seven folks. One woman, might have been two women, five males. One of the males was up to move and to being a general. After that, all of that stopped. I had seven white folks came to me about a black man who had been murdered, and there was no plane wreck. And I had to ask myself, if you, Dick Gregory, was ready to be elevated to a general in the United States military, and no, God knows how far you could go, if a white guy had a bullet in the back of his head, you know, would you get involved? Would you get involved with this? At the expense of your family? They did, man. This is, my life has moved me into situations where I've been able to see things. And then I have to question, God, man, how do this? When I'm with Clooney the other day in jail, I'm thinking that's the first time he's ever been to jail. Now, his program while we were there was talking about we got a short window. We had a meeting in the jail. And I said, man, a bell didn't ring inside of me. If you got X amount of weeks before these people, and I said, look, let me take I'm going to eat nothing but liquids until they move that blockade. I'm not interested in the war. I'm interested in all wars. Right now, look, if I fall out the 18th floor window and I come to your hospital and your doctors and teams are around and I got a broken ankle, a fractured skull, I got cracked ribs, I got all kinds of stuff, and my heart stops, huh? Everybody got to stop doing what they're doing to work on my heart. That's why I look at this problem over there. I know what this country's doing. I know most black folks think white supremacy is the Ku Klux Klan. The Ku Klux Klan don't determine public policy. Most white folks don't even understand what white supremacy is. That's why when all these folks say, I saw UFOs, we were shooting at them, I'm the Air Force, can't nobody admit it. Why? Because once you admit that white supremacy goes out the window, organized religion go out the window, and then we become earthlings. We would be earth people. And there's nothing in my grandma's head that could commit her to believe there could be a Baptist on Mars. So when you sit and look at where this is going and how much information is out here that's been tricked and twisted and all of that, let me tell you, I know stuff about that Kennedy shooting. And if you ever hear me read anything I say, I'm one of the few people that don't say when he was assassinated. But there's certain things you don't say because you would discredit yourself. I see horror stories out here. When I was in New York on September the 10th and the 11th, because the head of the ACLU for 20 years had been fighting police brutality cases. And now he's running for public something. I'll think of it in a minute. So a woman called me, a black woman, and she said, "Look, this white brother here in the last 20 years have cost the New York City about $4 to $5 billion, winning and selling police brutality cases, and he's running for a public advocate. And what would it cost for you to come in and campaign for him?" And said, I'm the one that won it. And I said, no, I know it. I'll do it for free. And here's the condition. On the 10th, 01, I come in, we hold a press conference, and on the 11th, give me a team to go into the black community and tell black folks who this man is and take him to the poll. And I called my wife that night. She said, "Babe, where you got me sleeping tonight? I live in Massachusetts." She said, "You're not. a friend of yours called and said, don't spend the night in New York tonight.
Whoa, stay there. We got to come back. Got a call. Get out of New York. We'll be right back. Amazing. Dick Gregory.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Did you know that thousands of industrial toxins, including aluminum, heavy metals like mercury and lead, and even nuclear radiation, have contaminated the air, food, and water supply and are lodged inside your body? These contaminants are poisoning your body from the inside out. No, the government doesn't care, nor will they save you. Do nothing, and these accumulated toxins may slowly lead to degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease, or cancer. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Liquid Zeolite is the best natural all-around remedy to safely and effectively remove all kinds of toxins from your body. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, heavy metal poisoning, memory loss, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe and amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We're going to get into President Obama and what Dick Gregory thinks of the work he's been doing here in just a moment. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Notice here in Dick's bio, there's really no websites to plug, but I should ask him. I know he's just out there promoting peace and, you know, his view of the world, love him or hate him, you've got to admit the guy's consistent and certainly an open mind and a great comedian in his own right. And he's a living history book. He's seen so much. Mr. Gregory, you were getting into the fact that a friend called because you're asking, hey, where am I sleeping in New York? And folks just joined us. In your own words, recap that and continue.
Well, I called my wife at the night of the 10th. And I said, hey, dear, well, you got me sleeping tonight. She handles all my hotel trains. She said, you're not. Your friend called me and told me the name. He said, tell you don't spend the night in New York tonight. So I trust him. I know who he is. I know what level of consciousness. So I go to the train station and get me a train out coming to Washington, D.C. And midnight. I get here at 4 in the morning, and I can't wait to get off the plane, the train, to call this friend of mine. So I called him. And there's nothing you can say on the phone. I said, how'd you know I was in New York? He said, we picked you up on the satellite, brother. of us been knowing about blowing up the World Trade Building. I didn't know the date. There were some people that knew that. I didn't know the date. It's called Operation Vinco. That's how long we knew about it when we busted some folks in the Philippines and found it in their hard drive. So all this old stuff, that da-da-da and all that, that's the game that they played.
Yeah, Bojinka.
Yeah. And so consequently, I go home and I call some folks from my apartment and say, man, I wasn't planning on being here in D.C. And in D.C. we walk every morning at like 5 o'clock. So I said, sit back an hour and I'll meet you in the park. And so when I get back home, my wife and one of my children had called me and told me a plane had hit the World Trade Building. I'm thinking like a pot one in Piper Cubs like we saw in King Kong, right? And so while I'm getting dressed to meet them for a talk about a demonstration at the Capitol, I see the other plane hit the building. I said, oh, so now I call my friend who tipped me off. And I said, wow. And all he said is, you owe me one. You don't talk on the phone, right? And so now I start watching everything. Now I shut down. I called Lil and said, I'm out of circulation. I called a couple of researchers, said, put on every TV you got in your house and watch it, watch it, watch it, watch it. And then so all at once now, the second plane hit. Now I'm going to ask you a question, those of you that's listening. If you work for NBC or CBS or ABC, and you was the one that captured that picture of that second building being hit, you'd have a Nobel, you'd have a Pulitzer Prize, you'd make $40,000 a speech, and your name would be world-renowned. How come we don't know the person that took that picture? It's just simple deduction. How come we don't know the person that took that picture? Now I'm looking, and I know what to look for. I know when the stuff hits, you're dealing with people's emotion. You can put all kind of stuff down. Then you get the Pentagon. Okay, it got hit, right? Well, now let's look. The Pentagon, that plane came in 6 feet off the ground. How you going to have a plane doing 6 feet off the ground doing 450 miles an hour? That's impossible. You can't do that. But let's say it did. Now, if you know where the Pentagon is, and you move out from the Pentagon, you got the highway, and you keep moving, you got Arlington Cemetery. And all of a plane to hit the Pentagon is 6 feet off the ground, it had to come through Arlington Cemetery. There's not one tree or lamppost knocked down in Arlington Cemetery. Now, one of the tricks they'll do is right after something happened, you got a cab driver say, yeah, I saw it come in, and I was scared. You don't know if that's an agent or not. You don't know who that is. They've already got people playing on what they're going to say. You think they're just some order. And one of the things that's going to bring this country down to its knees is a handful of cops. I'm not talking about these ones we see in the street that know that homicide when they call it suicide and all that. They know it. And the news media knows it. I'm not talking about these reporters. I'm talking about the news media that put the tricks down and feel this out and say so-and-so saw this. They don't want their names done. And so when you sit and you look at that whole Pentagon, now here's another thing. There was five buildings zero to be hit, five places. The World Trade Building, the White House, the Pentagon, the Sears Tower, and the big bank out there in San Francisco. Now, here's something that's interesting. Now, if nobody knew this, then why is it that nobody evacuated Baltimore? I mean, you're going to hit the Pentagon and supposed to hit the White House and all the government activity that go on in Baltimore and all the way up the 95th corridor. You got the space headquarters and all of that. Nobody evacuated that. Nobody evacuated Pennsylvania, Philadelphia. How'd you know? I mean, how did you know it was just going to be those? And then when you go back into Chicago, they evacuated the Sears Tower. We knew that was on one of the zeros. Right down the street is the Standard Oil Building, with just a couple of stories shorter. Then how come nobody evacuated that?
Because they knew what the targets were.
They knew what the targets were. And so I'm saying, when you sit, and my poor mother and grand, if they was alive, they'd be duped into it too. And so when you have that kind kind of hardcore. Now, for those of you all that's listening, let me tell you what you need to do. On September the 11th, now in America, we don't list state by the number, the month. We say September, Halloween, October 31st. Why they use a number for that one? Because it's 911, and any time you don't say September the 11th and you say 911, it tells the brain to be scared, okay?
That's right.
For instance, if any of you all listening walked into your house this evening and someone was on the phone, your mother, your father, your wife, your children, and you said, who are you talking to? I just dialed 911. What kind of look comes over your face?
Listen, when I see 911 on a clock now, I see it as an ill omen. They did it as a – they even picked a number to program everybody. The passports magically survived. Hijackers trained at U.S. bases. But I got to go back here because I hadn't heard you talk in this much detail about what you just discussed. Dick Gregory, a civil rights icon, is our guest if you just tuned in. But there is something of what you speak on record. Mayor Willie Brown.
Yeah, wait a minute.
He admitted that warned.
Let me handle that, would you?
All right.
That's what I was getting ready to tell your listeners. Pull up the San Francisco Chronicle on September the 12th, the next day. September the 12th. And that's where they had a front page story where Willie Brown had been told by his bodyguard not to take his flight into New York City that Tuesday. Now, I don't have no problem with that. I got a problem with this. When a reputable newspaper, as far as newspapers are concerned, not one other newspaper ran that story, huh?
It slipped through that he was told don't fly September 10th on September 11th, and the reported person that told the bodyguards that made the call was Condoleezza Rice.
Hey, we all knew that, huh?
Well, right there, don't fly to New York, but they didn't know anything about the attacks.
But no, that don't bother me. What bothers me is who told the New York Times they print stories out of papers. How about, man, if a pimp walk up there, if the San Francisco Chronicle report a pimp shot 5 prostitutes to death and beat their mothers to death, that story would run all over the world. Okay?
Yes.
Now, how come not one newspaper ran that story? Okay? Now, go back to that Friday, which was Tuesday was the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th. The Friday, San Francisco Chronicle, the ex-Secretary of State, George Shultz, said he knew 7 days before.
That's right.
The front page story. Okay, so we're not talking about a mayor. The one we're talking about the ex-Secretary of State.
And as you know, Dick, he's a major kingmaker, at some levels, some believe even higher up than even Kissinger, that actually calling the shots. I mean, he's a guy who knows where all the bodies are buried. And then there was also an Associated Press blurb that the Joint Chiefs of Staff canceled flights to New York for September 11th. Yes. I mean, so they all knew, and these are real articles, Colonel Stephen Butler was told, said that they trained some of the people on the hijacker list at their base. He said the government was behind it, and they started the move to court-martial him until he shut up.
Sure.
So we'd be crazy. 9/11, the government was absolutely conscious and let it happen, bare minimum.
Well, here's what they'll do. They'll come out 50 years from now and admit certain things, and then people overlooked it and this and that. But now let me just show you something else. I had a friend of mine, and I said, do me a favor. I want you to look at all the flights on a 5-day period, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Look at it for 2 years. All your major flights coming out of Hartford, Connecticut, going to the West Coast. Coming out of Boston Airport, going to the West Coast. Coming out of Kennedy, going to the West Coast. Coming out of Philadelphia, direct nonstop flights. Coming out of Washington, D.C., Dulles, going to the West Coast. And here's what we found out. We found out that on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that if if you wanted to book a first class from any of those airports going to the West Coast, because you gain 3 hours, you gain a whole business day, you have to book about a month in advance to get first class, about 3 days in advance to get a seat on coach. That's every one of them flights. That day, all of those flights from Boston going to San Francisco, going to L.A., from Philly Airport, from Kennedy, from Washington, D.C., all of those flights was about 34% full.
Yes.
Okay? So I'm saying when you sit...
They all got tipped off. That's why there were kids locally saying those towers won't be there next week.
Yeah.
I mean, this was everywhere. And then there was that weird base in... it was up in Nebraska where hundreds of CEOs had been told come to a special meeting a week before.
Yeah.
And then they closed the hangar and showed them some video and they all came out freaked out and Warren Buffett was running it. I mean, you're talking about weirdness.
Well, very seldom somebody would tell you something that you don't know. But if you don't know this, look at this and tell your folks, those little training where those Arabs were supposed to have gone taking their training in Florida.
Yes.
Those schools is owned by Warren Buffett. Hmm? Did you hear me?
No, I didn't.
All right.
No, I mean, I heard you. I didn't know that.
Okay. That was owned by Warren Buffett, right? Now, let me just tell you something very interesting. Do you remember Martha Mitchell?
Yes.
She was kidnapped, right?
Yes.
And then a week later, she died from some kind of strange cancer, right?
Yes.
Now, anytime you can kidnap the Attorney General's wife, huh, of the United States, when you become the Attorney General of the United States, you're the number one cop in the world because America is the number one mightiest power on the planet, okay? Now, when you can kidnap the Attorney General's wife of the United States, and as we talk right now, brother, nobody's ever been arrested for that kidnap. Huh? Did you hear me?
No, you're right.
Okay, now, why was she kidnapped? Because she heard her husband and a bunch of the old white boys sitting around in their living room with their cognac talking about when the World Trade Building was going to be blown up. She was outraged. She wasn't in the room. This was the white boy meeting. And she got on him and said, well, I'm going to tell the world on Monday. I hold a press conference. She was kidnapped, huh? Shot her in the butt with a cancer shot. And she died. And we keep paying our rent. And we keep doing this and looking at all this old crazy kind of stuff and don't know what's really going on. And so, consequently, when you sit and look, now, while I was watching this, the people start getting tired and they start making mistakes. Now, ask you a question now. If that building has 54,000 people who work there in the World Trade, and by evening there's over 120,000 people in the building, people coming there for business, coming for
yes,
for to view and all that. Now, around the corner, a block and a half around the corner, is Fire Station 7, something like that. They go there every day, year-round, a minimum of 50 times, maximum of 75. Why? Because if your smoke detector blow out, you can get a fuse and put in it. But because of the insurance on a building like that, the amount of people that's in there, you can't do that. You have to call the fire department. And they'll send someone there. You get a bill for it to put that fuse in and then clear that it's working. Okay? So I'm going to say this again. That fire station, a block and a half, company, go there a minimum of 50 times every day, a maximum of 75. On September the 11th, there was 343 firefighters killed. That's not counting the ones that was injured. That's not counting the cops. Just firefighters. Not one firefighter was killed and injured from number 7, a block and a half. Okay? A block and a half from the World Trade Building. Not one of those firefighters was injured or killed. Did somebody know something? I mean, firefighters came from all over the city and many of them died or was injured right around the corner? Nothing. And so when you sit and you think about, you know, how it works and how maybe, so I'm watching it. I'm looking at it because I know what they do. I'm looking at it and I'm looking at it, and then they start getting tired. And then I heard CNN interview a guy, and he says, said, where were you when this happened? This was a day later. He says, well, I was I'm going to school to be a first responder, and I've got about 6 months, and then I heard this awful noise, and I start running towards it, and I open up this door, and I go in there, and there's about 100 FBI and Homeland Security people there. There. What do you mean? I wondered how they got there that quick. 2 days later, they was interviewing one of the guys from Homeland Security, and I guess he was just tired. He said, yeah, we sent a team in here 2 days before it happened so we could be in place.
Yeah, that was Kennedy. And then he said, that was a mistake. And later it was confirmed the whole drill that was used to cover up wiring the buildings was called Tripod 2. And they'd already moved out of all the buildings, their own offices, to run the drill from the end of the pier, blowing it all up.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Well, unfortunately, we're almost out of time, and it was all this news I wanted to go over with Dick Gregory, but the time has gone so fast, and I promise you it won't be 2 years till the next time he's back on. In fact, I hope to get him on regularly because he's such an interesting person. I've got to bring it up or folks will get mad because we've had the phone lines filling up saying, ask him about Obama. What does he think about Obama? What is your view? And I understand at the end of the day, I see it as positive that, you know, America could elect a black president just because it shows some unity. But I see the system is doing it as a way to actually drive wedges in the final equation. And he's signing in martial law provisions, NDAA. All of this is happening. And he's able to do things Bush could never get away with because of the left cover. In the final equation, what do you think's going on with Barack Obama, Dick Gregory?
Well, I'll put it this way. I was one of the ones that was thrilled while he got elected. I just said, wow, it's going to run so many people crazy. And we saw that happen on Inauguration Day when you have one of the most powerful men in the world, the Supreme Court, the Chief Justice. He, all he got to do is read two sentences and looked up and saw that black face and messed up. now, nobody, we jump on a redneck for doing something, but when somebody with his power do it, we kind of ignore it and say, blah, blah, blah. And so I'm so glad because it might, with all of the other stuff, I mean, am I living in a country where they're telling me it is easier for a black person to be elected president than to be a senator? Are you telling me I got a black president, but I don't have a black senator? I mean, so it's a whole lot of stuff hooked around that. I was hoping that Herman Cain would have won the nomination for the Republicans, and then America would have two black men to pick from. One that they say is a genius, and the other one they made him come off looking like buckwheat. You know? But let me tell you something about Herman Cain. I've been telling people for 2 years, watch a black man named Herman Cain, one of the brilliant minds on the planet. And people laugh when they saw the script they wrote for him. But let me tell you who human Herman Cain is. Herman Cain was chairman of the Kansas City Federal Reserve. I know you knew that, right?
Yes.
Did you know that out of the 12 Federal Reserves in America, Kansas City was the first one? Did you know that?
Well, yes, and I also know it's very, very powerful.
And also, when you go to the and see the movie or the play, The Wizard of Oz, do you know Oz? Do you know that's about the Kansas City Federal Reserve?
Yes, sir, I did know
okay,
that.
Okay, that's how vicious they were. They're wicked, wicked. And so we got to ask yourself, well, who is Herman Cain? And so when I sit and I look at what's going on and what's happening, my grandmother, you understand? See, what I have to be careful of is the way people treat celebrities. There's a whole lot of celebrities. You had a white boy that left his wife in the car, Beretta, and went back in to get his gun and came back and she was dead. And nobody's asked him, why you carrying a gun? Why, you took it in the restaurant? Did you check it or did you take it? Is it normal to go in a restaurant, eat, take your gun, sit in a chair? Celebrity status. And when you look at Obama, he's a celebrity to a lot of young folks and to a lot of black folks. And they let celebrities, you don't have to ask them anything. Look at Tiger Woods. He was a celebrity to black folks in a white, racist, sexist system. I live in a country where white boys, all they had to do was call a white woman a witch and they could burn her at the stake. And we have never washed this filth off. So when you get somebody come down the line that looks the look and talks the talk, and as a celebrity, I, as a black person, I know a whole lot of stuff about a whole lot of people I wouldn't dare say on this radio show or no other radio show.
I bet. You know what? Five more minutes of overdrive. This is amazing. Back in 60 seconds, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.